Hi guys,
welcome to the 157th episode of Up the M1. My name's Olivia.
My name's Danielle.
Thank you to all those who listened last week. We really thoroughly appreciate it. It's a new month. It's December, final month of 2021. Can you believe it? I can't believe how fast 2021 has gone. It's gone ridiculously fast. We hope that everybody's had a good year. It has been a lot. These past 2 years have been a lot in terms of like COVID and the pandemic, in terms of people's mental health, in terms of like growth, in terms of special occasions, everything. Just everything. Yeah. So we really hope that, you know, God does something good in your life this last month for 2021. So you have to go out with a bang in terms of a good, fantastic year. Go out with a blessing. That's what we hope and pray for you over your life.
That's right. Olivia preaching.
You know why? Because I'm in a good mood, and the reason I am is because God did something really good in my life, and when he does something good in my life, I can't help but want him to do good stuff in everybody else's life. Yep. Like, I had good news that I was able to share with family and friends and those that love me and are close to me, that know me, and I just hope and pray that God does the same for everybody else. So that's why I'm in a good mood, and I'm not gonna let comments and opinions like ruin that, because like ultimately I'm living this life for God, and he knows who we are. And so I just want to quickly address something before we actually go into the episode. And I'm going to make sure that God allows me to speak with care, and I just want to be very clear. The Church Hurt series was a very close series. It was a very sensitive series to myself and Danielle, and to the people that were actually featured on the every single episode. And I want to make it very, very clear to everybody that's listening. We spoke about our truth. We spoke about our experience. We never bashed. We never slandered. We never said anything that we feel was incorrect. And I know that what we said was right, because I've never been more at peace with doing something. Yeah. And I know in myself, as a Christian, as somebody who loves and believes in God, that when something's not right, I'm not at peace. So after every episode, I prayed. Before every episode, I've also prayed. And I know that it was only God that allowed us to do what we needed to do. And I think we needed to speak on it, because there's healing that needed to take place in our lives because of the issues and the things that we went through. And it wasn't only just a fact of our experience, because the messages that we got from people, you know, were positive. Right. It was similar to what we experienced, and a lot of people were grateful and thankful that we spoke on what we did. So I need to make it clear to a certain group of people that we're not here to bash the church, because ultimately it was a part of our life, and it also has, to some extent, molded us into who we are now today. But there are certain things that we have to unlearn that don't cause trauma in the rest of our lives as women who experienced, you know, what we experienced in that church. If anything, I think that you probably need to go back and listen to the episodes and listen to what actually was said, and the things that were said, just so that you can gather some like information and probably get more educated on actually what we were saying, instead of just hearing the hearing what you actually want to hear and not actually hearing the actual things that we were saying. So,
I think everything Olivia said, completely echo it. Obviously, we're cousins, and this is the podcast that we do together, and we're close, and you know, we have our opinions on things. But like Olivia said, the Church Hurt series is very important to us. It's very important to the people that were on it as well. And like Olivia said, we've received so much positive feedback, messages from people about really, you know, personal things to do with themselves, to do with others, you know, to do with how the episodes made them feel. I've not felt any sort of regret about anything we've said. We've made it very clear from the beginning that we're not slandering the church we attended. We never said no names. We never even said the name of the church. And it was quite interesting, because recently on Twitter spaces, there was a space that was talking about Church Hurt, that there was hundreds of people in there, and people was going in those rooms, and they were saying some very deep things. They were naming churches, they were naming pastors and all those kind of things, and people calling people out. We never did anything of the sort. Every single story that we shared on here is the truth. And whether people like it or not, that's actually your business. We didn't insult anybody. We didn't come to slander anyone or tear anyone down. We made it clear also that it wasn't our experience, wasn't all bad. And like we said as well, the stories that we told on there were minimal to the things that we could have shared. We didn't, because we know that there, for us, there's a line.
but also okay. that's for us to privately deal with.
But ourselves.
The examples that we use are actually laughable. They're actually laughable. So I need to make that clear. They're laughable because if we really wanted to go there, we could have. But we know.
We have integrity.
And we still have a level of respect. Exactly, Danny. We still have a level of respect because we know that we don't need to expose completely the extent where people are embarrassed because we could. But we're not going to do that. One, because of God. And two, because the unlearning and the healing that needs to take place doesn't require us to do that. So,
and it's not a, thing also of like unforgiveness and we're angry at the church and want to get back here. We forgive you guys for the madness that you lot did and some of the horrible things that you said and you spoke over people.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're speaking from our own experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing of bashing. It's not a thing of pulling down. It's a thing of speaking our truth so that other people can relate and know that they're actually not alone. And at the end of the day, that was the aim.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, if people have got something to say about the podcast that isn't positive or they've got issue with myself or
yeah, then
you,
come and speak to us.
Well, you don't know where we are, but you can come and speak to
us. Yeah,
like,
that's the thing.
We've got socials. If you've got our number, you know, really, if you know us like that, then you should have our number. If you want to reach out to us, you know that you can.
But that's the thing.
Anything we said, instead of gossiping about us, because that's what it is.
It's
gossip.
Yeah.
If you like want to go there, if you want to do the whole biblical thing, you can do that. It's gossip. That's what you're doing. So if you've got a problem, post up. And if you have an issue, then don't talk. Because now I'm getting spicy with it.
But that's the honest truth. Like, if there isn't, you know, it's not even the fact of an issue. If you need to have a conversation with us, have a conversation so we can hear your side or hear your piece, and you can also hear us directly and personally as well. If it needs to go there, then you know who we are to be able to have a conversation. But what makes me laugh is now people are saying what they need to say, but this is there was opportunity to do the right thing. There was opportunity
when we was there, when we raised things and no one did anything about it.
Exactly.
So nobody can say, oh my gosh, oh, I didn't know. What?
Yeah.
You chose not to know. Please.
Exactly.
So don't do that.
No. So again, just want to highlight that the Church Hurt series was very important for us and it's done now. And when we, by God's grace, you know, 2022 and all the years to come will be beautiful, fruitful years in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
It's done. For us, the series is done. We said what we needed to say. The series is done. So if you need to carry on, reflect or whatever, fine. And all in all, ultimately, I just hope that we all understand that the common ground here is that we all love God.
That's right.
We all know Jesus Christ. All probably are working towards being how and who Jesus Christ is as well. And if we have Jesus in our lives, then maybe resorting to prayer is probably what some people should do in a healthy way, not in a way that, you know, tears down, but in a way that
who you're praying to, if you're tearing down.
Yeah,
there's that as well.
And the thing is, when we spoke about this before we did it and we had a conversation, we knew that to some extent you're always going to get a little bit of backlash when you speak your own truth.
So
it is what it is. But, you know, God loves you and life goes on, innit? Speaking of, you know, life going on, this COVID keeps, you know, levelling up, doesn't it? It keeps changing and moulding.
I'm really sick of it.
Yeah,
I really am. Like, how many different strains at this point?
Absolutely loads. So we're on Omicron. Is it the variant Omicron?
It's the fact that people call it
Omicron. Oh, Marian, I know. And I can't with that because all I can see in the video,
it's really been a Marian's year.
It really has.
It's always trending.
Literally. Which is very... I just hope that people, again, all we can say is stay safe. Like, we're not going to tell you to get vaccinated or not because it's your decision on what to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's really sad to hear that this variant is now about and it could be obviously, you know, I think it potentially is almost in our country, maybe.
Well, you know what they've apparently said is that they're calling it the South African variant, and you know all the Western countries have locked off South Africa and other countries within Africa.
Yeah.
because of this variant, but apparently it's come out that it actually started and not in South Africa.
Oh. See, but that's the UK, we always like to blame, don't we? We like to place blame with somebody else.
Every time.
Because we don't want it to be our thing. We need it to be somebody else's fault. And that's the reason why. And we're always good. When actually, you know, when it comes to the cases and how COVID has been handled in our country, it's not been handled as well as it should have been, to be fair. But,
yeah, exactly.
I think another rule that's come in as well, I think that was from the 1st of December, was that you have to wear masks now in public spaces and also on public transport. So
it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And obviously, I think it's potentially wise because obviously people want to have a good Christmas and be able to spend Christmas properly again. Because last year we weren't able to do...
It was a myth.
Yeah, we weren't able to do Christmas properly. So, if you're out and about, make sure you know, wear your masks. If you're on public transport as well, take care of yourself.
You get fined now. Yeah, you do. You don't.
And I actually walked into Boots and I was like, I left my actual bag at work and I was like, oh my gosh, wait a second, hold on. So, make sure you're carrying your mask and make sure you stay safe. And obviously, like, you know, all we can say is pray for yourself and your family. And, decide what obviously you want to do in terms of, because obviously I know the booster's now coming out as well. So, which will be interesting to see if people want to take it or not. But, stay safe on that one and protect yourself. Virgil Abloh. Recently passed away.
Very sad news.
Yeah, he was 41 or 42.
Yeah,
I think he was battling cancer as well.
Yeah,
and he's a very renowned fashion designer. For Louis Vuitton and his own brand was called Off White.
Off White.
A lot of celebrities were obviously involved with him, and he
Kanye and them guys.
Yeah, exactly. Big A-listers.
Like, really
they were very much involved with him. And so it was really sad to hear that he passed. But I think obviously his work touched the lives of many people.
His legacy will definitely live on.
Yeah, for sure it will. So he's an American fashion designer and brilliant. And all I can say is condolences.
He's Ghanaian too as well. Like, I've seen a lot of people.
We love that. We love that. Condolences to his family and his friends. I think it was really Chadwick Boseman's birthday as well this week, and so I think there was a picture that they had together at one point. It's amazing to see somebody, you know, so good at their craft that they have the, you know, it's sad the way that obviously he's young and he's died in this situation, but you know, when you see someone so good at their craft that their legacy kind of lives on, even Chadwick Boseman's as well, like, it is amazing to see what the lives that they've touched just purely because of doing work, walking in
what
their purpose and doing doing what they're good at. So I just say condolences to his family.
Sad things.
So obviously because this festive season is coming around,
it is,
there's a lot of festivities in the air, and including that, there's movies coming out, and a movie that's coming out is called, well, it's already out today, if you go, it's in cinemas now, so go and see it. Boxing Day, which Danny, I will. Boxing Day, who was written and directed, and he also acted in it, Amil Amin, and co-starring Leanne Pinnock from Little Mix and Asia Naomi King, and other amazing actors and actresses. It's very much revolving around being a Black Brit, or Amil Amin. He's called Melvin and the family's called the McKenzies, and he like lives in America with his fiance, and I'm not going to give it too much away, but anyway, he comes back to the UK, and it's like really like highlighting what a Black British Christmas. And you see a lot of cultures in terms of like, especially the Caribbean culture. Oh my gosh. With the uncles and with the aunties, the music, every single song that he had in there, I literally had to get up and dance. And the reason why I'm speaking about it now is because yes, I have seen it before it actually came to cinemas.
And why?
Shout out to certain work colleagues. Shout out Nina, she listens to this episode. She's an amazing producer, and she asked me to represent as for Film 4 as their interviewer presenter, and I was able to sit down with Amil Amin and Leanne Pinnock on Zoom, and also Asia Naomi King, and I interviewed them regarding the movie. And it was, I can say that was an iconic time in my my career at Channel 4.
Did you not hear that? No, wait. Did you not hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear it? Take it in. And actually, no, and this is for everyone. Do you know who you're listening to right now? I'm so sorry. Do you guys actually understand the levels? Libby's not a small girl, you know. Well, she's small.
I am tiny.
She's not a small girl, you know. She's a big woman doing her thing. Like I said, career goal. Sorry, guys.
Oh, Dan.
She cannot. Libby, you are too late.
I mean late.
What? No.
Honestly, it's not like, you know what I'm like, you know me, Danny, so you know that with things like this, I find it very difficult to like shower by myself and like...
To be bragging on herself and say she's late. That's why I'm saying it.
I know, imposter syndrome comes in and it's something that I need to learn to like not allow to creep in. I know, but I have to give it all to God. I don't, it's only God that provides, like gives me these opportunities and like all glory goes to him. And I am... Like, I'm living life. I think one of my friends looks at me and he's like, you just live, don't you live? I'm like, yeah. I'm just living and I just have to give God thanks. And yeah, hopefully there'll be more many opportunities. But the movie, it is amazing. It's great. It made me feel warm inside and like a millimetre.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, brother is sexy too. Wow. No, Danny. I had to Google him and find out how old he was because I was like, do you need a wife? Because I'm ready to go. I had you. I'm done. Like, package is ready. Like, his voice,
yay,
beautifully boy. Deep. It was bass, like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, dog.
Yeah, he's hot. Emil, if you're listening to this, I just want you to know that, as much as I was professionally interviewing you, personally, I'd like to get to know you.
Not Olivia shooting it.
Sometimes you have to shoot your shot. He's only 9 years. He's only 9 years older than me. It's calm, isn't it?
What's a little age?
A little nine.
Let me not say that, actually.
if you can.
That's fine.
I know, I think he's both.
That's fine.
He's a spicy one. Make sure you come out to the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the movie's lit. It's out today. Make sure you go see it with your family, friends. Everyone should go and see it, but especially if you are Black Brit, definitely go see it. It's lit.
Gonna see it.
Okay, so something that's quite exciting is that Barbados has becomes a republic and is removing Elizabeth II as head of state.
Woo! We love to see it.
So the British monarchy has like reigned over the Caribbean, that specific Caribbean island for 396 years. And it's amazing to see that obviously now it's become a republic and it's doing its thing. And it's also made Rihanna its national hero, which is pretty sick.
Which is amazing and lovely.
I'm excited for the island and I think it's what hopefully in Jesus' name all the rest of the Caribbean islands are able to do.
Because another few of them already have, but there's a couple there is a handful that are still left.
Yeah. I think for the people, obviously, it's very exciting, and I think you know, it's a good thing that this is happening. I think I have seen a little bit of like, you know, backlash in terms of what people want to say about it, but I just don't understand how, like, you know, colonialism is not necessarily a great thing, and I don't think it's
guys. If you didn't know that, by the way, because it's like people don't actually realize that.
No,
it wasn't a good thing.
They think like colonialism is not a great thing. It's really mashed up a lot of countries. So
especially the Caribbean in particular, and everything that, you know, this country has actually done to the Caribbean islands.
Yeah.
I saw like a headline in the Daily Mail, and obviously we know how we feel about the stupid Daily Mail with Stormzy.
Mm.
And they said, oh, do we think that Barbados will regret getting rid of the Queen as head of state, blah, blah. Who do you not think you are?
The Daily Mail is one of the worst, like, publications, I think, ever. Like, they are the worst. I cannot stand the Daily Mail, but...
bottom barrel.
Disgusting. They'll thrive and they'll do well. Barbados is a beautiful country. I know that our parents went there and they said...
They really did.
They went there. They went to Rihanna's house.
Really was outside her house.
And we didn't know. I remember that day because my mum actually FaceTimed me and it was raining in Leeds.
You said that you were at the bus stop or something.
I was at the bus stop and it's raining. And I looked on camera and obviously she was in the sun.
Leave me look.
And I was like, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to look.
Why are you showing me that? Right now it's grey out here in the UK and over there it's sunshine. Anyway, they said that Barbados as a country itself is beautiful and like, you know, it's very clean. There's actually no graffiti. Yeah. Like they actually look after it and they look after the people. Place that I want to visit. Obviously home of Rihanna. I think it's so beautiful that they've made her, like I said, the national hero.
I think it's lovely. I think it's great. Lovely.
I think it's like the cherry on top of the cake, isn't it?
Yeah,
on top of a good cake.
And she's very proud as well. Yeah, of her, like Bersin Mushi always. She is. By, obviously, people. I feel like people forget that she's actually Bersin. I'm like, have you not heard her speak?
Mm.
You hear her accent? Like, she's very much Bersin. So I think it's nice that they're like honouring her.
Yeah,
and she honours them. It's just nice to see.
Yeah, I love that. I'm very happy for Barbados and happy for Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Other rumours that are coming around is that Rihanna is potentially pregnant to ASAP Rocky.
Listen, I can't lie to you, right? When I heard this, I was actually in the car. I'm going to tell you my actual first reaction. Obviously, it's just a rumour, it might not even be true.
I
actually, like, gasped. Like, I was in the car with Nadia. Like, literally, look at me telling me all my business. I was driving. I was like, oh, my gosh, are you joking? I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't breathe. Are you joking? Are you joking? As if one of my friends told me the I don't know why I had that reaction. And afterwards, I was thinking, what the hell is
because you know what it is?
You?
It's because we've seen Rihanna, googled, she's actually 33, and I feel like, obviously, for those that followed her, you kind of saw the beginning of her career when she was, like, you know, coming out with the first songs on the replay, if it was Loving That You Want. So we saw her from a young age as a young artist, and obviously you've seen her grow and develop into the woman and the businesswoman that she is now. And it's like, it's just a beautiful thing to see. It's a beautiful milestone in her life. So I feel like as people who, you know, I can't stand people going about, oh my God, you don't have any connections to celebrities. We understand they don't know us. Fine, we get it. But there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong with being inspired by people because you know it's not. That's where it comes from. Like she as in terms of her career, I find her very inspiring. As a person, I find her very authentic, and I find her very likable. And I think she stayed true to who she is. Did you see her story though? Please tell me you saw her story.
No.
Okay. So, and I'm gonna say, no, I'm not gonna bait him out, but there's a friend of mine that was like, Liv, go look at Rihanna's story.
It's
like,
me.
Why? Anyway, I looked at her story. Basically, obviously, Savage Fenty is her brand, and she came out with a certain pajamas, and the pajamas, Danny. I can't believe you didn't see her story.
No,
basically, obviously, she had like she had the pajama top on or whatever, but the trousers of it had a little circle where the crack is. So like she's literally in her story and like she's like posing and like you can see the pajama bottom. So they look like proper like crack out, as in like a circle, crack, arch, everything. Like
first
you literally
all,
saw the crack. Like the pajamas are on sale. They're on sale. And it's got a circle where the top of the crack is, and like as in your full art, like cheeks and everything. I'm being serious. Like I actually couldn't. Anyway, the friend that told me, I'm like, right, you really told me to go look. Obviously, because you know what boys are like. They think Rihanna's pegging it. So I was just like, wow.
Are you getting them for Christmas?
I said maybe. Maybe I should. And if any of my bays are listening. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna say that. What I'll do is I'll send you a link to the pajamas and maybe we'll repost it on the Instagram so you guys can see. Because I was like, wow.
Not a link. Get them down here.
Literally. Anyway, the pajamas look hilarious. But yes, Rihanna's late. We love to see her.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see if the rumor's actually true.
I know. If they're not, then damn, you'll need to be quiet.
So we've got tweets of the week.
Tweets of the ass. She like always say that.
I don't even know if I even have one this week. That's so bad, isn't it? Normally, like a screenshot from.
I've got one. I just had a screenshot. Mine's from at glow underscore bamba. And she tweeted, y'all ever been at work for 5 hours and checked the clock and it's been 46 minutes?
Oh my gosh. Duh. No, that
I
is actually
hear it on that one.
That is actually upsetting.
Every day, girl, every day.
I don't know if I've read this one already. I hope
do
I haven't.
Do it. I hope
anyway,
I haven't.
What if I have?
Even if you don't.
No,
you
anyway.
Well, we move.
Mine is at Hoodam.
Hoodam.
And she said, jobs be asking me for 3 references and I think I might start doing the same. Like, let me talk to 3 happy employees, please. It's true.
As in, shout out Glassdoor, because that's what that's for.
There we go. It's very, very important. Messy. Okay, so I was going to sing a song. See, Danny, I was going to sing a WizKid song, but then I thought, I don't want my vocals to be out here again, because people are laughing at my vocals. It goes, tease me, tease me, tease me, tease me, baby. Tease me, tease, tease. It's one of his old ones, to be fair. Sorry about that. I wish I could segue
don't
nicely.
Ever apologize. How are you going to sing and say, sorry about that?
Yeah. WizKid. He had his concerts in the UK, specifically in London, which they sold out so fast as well.
They really did. It was disgusting.
And didn't he like get a full house? Like
every night, sold out.
WizKid is an amazing artist. I first experienced and heard him when I was at university. So shout out to all my Nigerian friends, my uni family. I love you guys loads. And his music's lit. His music is great. Obviously, I know a lot of people probably would have heard about him more now because of his album Made in Lagos, which is a fantastic, from top to bottom, every single song is liked for me. Just saying, every single song is liked. I love them all. But his concerts obviously started from last weekend, and he had a lot of guests. He had different guests for different nights.
Oh my gosh.
And there was a lot of drama. And the reason I'm not going to speak too much because I didn't go. Danny did go. I hope in one day I can see WizKid in my life. But Danny went and there was a lot of drama in terms of, you know, the guests, in terms of people's seating position. I definitely saw a video of people trying to break in and rush the security to try and get in.
The whole thing was
What did you actually enjoy though, Dee? What was your favourite moment?
Obviously, I was waiting for him to do True Love. That's my favourite song on Made in Lagos. My favourite whiskey song of all time is Audrey Legbert. You know what I said. I've been a minute since I've said anything. Nigerian vibes, but there you go. And that's my favourite song of his, so I couldn't wait for him to do that. So he was just very like, he's got such good energy. Like, you could tell that he really loved it and he was enjoying himself. Mm. That's what I enjoyed so much. Like, he put on a very good show. Mm. I like the audience participation was really good. Yeah. Like, the vibe was just so good. Everyone was up dancing literally the entire time. Mm. Like, people were dancing the entire time. So it was a fantastic vibe. Obviously, he brought I went on day two. If people are listening, and obviously we're recording this and the final night is tonight.
I think Friday
is. Yeah, because there was one yesterday. Yeah, so there's four nights in total and the final night is tonight. So we don't know who he's going to bring out tonight. But yeah, so I went on day two and he brought out a couple of people. I have no idea who they were. He brought out Budju, this like new, he does that.
I'm a big mood.
He did that and that was actually really sick. And he brought out Skepta and obviously did their songs that they've got together and then he brought out Gigs at the end.
That sounds lit.
Like I said,
sorry, when you say Gigs, all I can think about is a video of someone saying
what?
Talking the hardest. Whoa.
I swear down. So that's what happened. That video is going to be iconic forever because at the end of the day, if you are black and British, you know Gigs talking the hardest and we all know how it goes. Gigs talking the hardest, Gigs with a pop in your foot as an artist. Everyone knows the next part is
Jeez. And he said,
Why did someone record himself? And he said, whoa.
Someone said, maybe it's because he was falling. Maybe it's because he was falling.
Yeah. No, don't kill me.
Man said, whoa. He actually said, whoa, though.
He said it with chest. I'm sorry. He's insane. I will never get over that video. But yeah, those are the people that he brought out. So obviously, we're on Twitter. Everyone knows Twitter's lit. It's also very much bad vibes. Mm. Because the previous night, he brought out LMA. I think he did LMA. Piece of me. I love that song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Thames.
He brought out Thames. Obviously, they did Essence. Obviously, the song that everyone knows. And then
he brought out
someone else, but can't remember them. He brought out, I'm confused. He brought out Chris Brown.
I didn't think Chris Brown was allowed to perform in the UK.
Chris Brown has not been, he hasn't performed in the UK in over 10 years. Ever since what he did to Rihanna, he's not performed in this country, right? He brought out, they didn't do a song together. Chris Brown did Go Crazy.
Yeah.
But he brought out Chris Brown. I know that that was God why I wasn't there that night. Because I would have probably passed out. Because 16-year-old Danielle, who basically had a shrine to Chris Brown in her bedroom back in the day, would have absolutely lost her damn mind. I would have lost my mind. My knees had gone weak. Even think about it, I would have lost it, right? So obviously he's brought out Chris Brown. And people are gassing the next day like, he better bring out Drake. He better bring out Beyonce. Someone said he needs to bring out Jesus at this point. What's going on? Right. Yeah. So then everyone's comparing. And then I know yesterday he didn't have any special guests. He basically tweeted, you lot come drunk. We're just going to do all my songs. No guests, nothing. It's going to be lit. So people are thinking, nigga, how are you going to bring out Chris Brown? And then you're going to tell us that you're not going to bring out us. Oh, it's not making sense. But it's like, guys, you went to WizKid.
To see WizKid.
For WizKid.
You didn't go to see the guests.
Anyone else is a bonus.
Literally,
you know
there we
mean?
Go. It's just like, and it's the first night. Like, what do you expect? The first night, obviously, he's gonna do that. Like, he cannot keep bringing out the same artists. Exactly.
The other ones are because they sold out so many times.
Exactly.
Exactly. They added dates. Obviously, there was such a big take up on the first night, which is fine. But it's like people then being like, "Oh, if you didn't go on this night, then it wasn't as good. This wasn't as good." Sorry.
It's not about comparing that. You went to go see WizKid. Some people didn't even get tickets to go see WizKid.
Exactly. We went to see WizKid. Like I said, anything on top of that is a bonus.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? And then obviously, what came out of that was people then on Twitter, because you know that's what we do. People saying, "You guys who were excited about seeing Chris Brown when he's done this and he's done that, blah blah blah." My whole thing was, I'm not, and someone tweeted it. They said, "When it comes to our artists that we like, we're all hypocrites.
Yeah,
we like the ones that we like. Yeah. We don't like the ones that we don't like." Yeah. And we all have artists that are problematic. There's problematic things about WizKid. There's the allegations that he's done some very problematic things. But we're all there, all screaming the words and carrying on with ourselves.
Yeah.
It's down to you as a person. On top of that, you're insulting people for their reaction to seeing Chris Brown. But it was WizKid who brought him out and made some long speech about, this is my boy, da-da-da, whatever. Mm. So where's the energy for him also?
Yeah.
It's not making sense,
no,
guys.
People just always want to have something to say. Not. I think jealousy plays a part. And it's also just like as you said, it's relative to you. Like,
exactly.
Music, that's the thing, like, music is such a, it's the art that we love, and everybody loves the art of music, whether it's, you know, freaking neo soul, lo-fi, R&B, afro beats, gospel. Like, we all generally just love the art of music. So, and people that have the gift and the ability to create it, just that's the gift that they have in it. We all love it. It's a rhythm of the world, isn't it? It's the rhythm of life, isn't it?
Exactly.
But I think that you share, people should just be grateful and appreciate the fact they were able to see WizKid. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, Thames is a beautiful person. Thames is absolutely, I pray that I'm able to see her 2022, because she's beautiful.
She's gone.
She's absolutely stunning. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to say, sis has got back. She's got back that I want. She really? She really has.
She has.
She's got back. She's late and she's stunning, and her vocals are mad. But it seemed like it was late.
It was fantastic.
How did you feel about certain people's seating positions? Because I was saying, like, like, saying that I think you were closer to Jesus than you were closer to WizKid.
Someone said you're actually watching it from heaven. Right. The thing about it is, like, on the things, the jokes have to run.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we was all there. Mm. We saw the concert, respectfully. So we saw it. But we can have a little light banter. Like, people was literally saying, it was heaven for me. Like, or someone was complaining about, oh, he's only been on for 30 minutes. Someone was like, why do you ask God? Because you literally sat right next to him. I said, you lot are hot. You lot are actually
rude. You know, I think in the song, like, when the mountains rise or whatever, you're up there in the mountains rising too. I was just like,
don't kill me.
Just, some people was like, we can see the roofie.
Oh, yeah. The actual roof.
But that's what happens, obviously. It depends what tickets you get in it, so...
And that's the thing, I think, because... I was going to say the other acts, but I won't do that, because that might seem like I'm being rude, but I'm not. Those are the last tickets, and that's why I'm saying it was sold out, because people were sat on the roof.
Up in the sky.
Everywhere was sold out. Yeah. There was no spare seats anywhere. No. Everywhere. It was sold out,
people decided to rush security. I mean...
I want
to people decided to get dressed up to go down rush the O2 to get in. As in, you actually purposely got dressed, knowing you didn't have a ticket, you thought you could rush in. And I think, again, I do agree. What's sad is the fact that people wanted to do that, considering what's happened at other concerts in the past, you know, in terms of people flooding in and there being too many people in a space. I think if you didn't have a ticket, you have a ticket.
Why are you going? You know it's
I think it's
out.
Embarrassing.
Why are you going?
It's quite embarrassing.
Like you said, you've got dressed to go somewhere where you know you haven't got a ticket.
Yeah.
And you're doing what? So that happened on the first night. People basically stormed past security. And if you've been to the O2 before, they've got like those little machine things that you have to walk through to be checked, like in this, like in the airport. And people was pushing past them. They were going up in the air, pushing the security, pushing tables, and all rushed inside. So, like Livia said, obviously we know what happened with the Astroworld disaster because people are stupid. Yeah. And it's like, you guys want to go back for more of that? Why put other people in danger? I get everyone wants to go to the concert, but it's actually
you can't put people in danger. If you didn't get a ticket, exactly. If you didn't get a ticket, you didn't get a ticket. It didn't make any sense.
But this is the thing. Because that was the first night. Obviously, I went on the next night. So we've gone on the second night now. There's loads more security. There's loads of police, police with dogs, vans, everything. Nothing like what I've
because
seen
of what happened.
A concert before.
Yeah.
And it took ages to get inside there. It was like you had to go through two sections of checking. And they were proper checking you as well. They're checking your bag, they're checking your whatever, your ticket, everything. Because of how stupid people were going on the night before. Are you not dumb or something? Where
it's
are you
going
to go?
Yeah, it's crazy. It didn't make any sense. I think...
But...
It just shows how desperate people can be. And ultimately, it's not like Wizkid is never going to perform ever again. And you put in
like
other people's lives in danger,
idea.
Which I just don't think is correct. Just to finish then, what is your top three songs for Wizkid?
In general?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Tula's got to be in there. Audrey Lever's got to be in there. Now, is it... I like Back to the Mat as well. That's good.
Back to the Mat, open and close. Touch your toes. That one at uni used to bang. I like Tease Me / Bad Boys, which is one of his like old ones. And I do love Don't Dull as well. It's great. I think I like... Jaya Jaya. And Made in Lagos, the whole album. I'd probably say I've been listening to Grace recently.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, I do like
it. I love Gyrate.
Yes, Gyrate. Really Mighty Wine. Is it Anoti? I like that one. Yeah, it's all of his whole Made in Lagos. All of it. Yeah, fantastic. Well, you know, hats off to Wizkid for making it. It's nice to see again an artist grow and like become global, which is beautiful to see. But that's your episode, guys.
That's a lot.
We also just want to just let you guys know that we'll have one more episode next week, but we're going to take a break for Christmas because we deserve a Christmas break. You know, you good sisters out here, we work full time as well as doing this, and we try and do the best that we can in our lives in all areas. So, you know, we need a good break sometimes. So yeah, we got one more episode next week and then we're gonna have a Christmas break and then we'll be back in the new year. But yeah, we hope that you stay safe. We hope you have a fantastic Friday, a great weekend, and a beautiful Christmas. We don't say it next week as well. But yeah, take care and stay tuned for next week's episode. Goodbye.
Bye.